Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Investments. Complicated? Not when you talk to a financial broker about a Zurich investment plan.
I want to move, though, from to people at a much, much younger age in their educational careers, where the government is now planning a wide-ranging review of the fragmented childcare sector, including the introduction of a new childcare agency under plans being brought to Cabinet by the Minister for Children, Roderick O'Gorman, today. But it comes as many childcare facilities are still struggling to resume normal services under COVID-19 restrictions. In one of the country's most socially deprived communities, the local creche closed its doors to day just 3 weeks after parents had brought their children back. John Cook joins me now from our Limerick studio. Tell me more about this Kings Island community creche, John.
Well, Philip, the Kings Island community creche catered for up to 100 babies, toddlers and preschool children before the pandemic, which of course forced the temporary closure of all childcare facilities. But families in this area were relieved when it reopened for limited numbers on June 29th. 3 weeks later, though, they've been left shocked and facing the same childcare worries again, because they've been informed now that staff shortages have forced the closure of the facility. There aren't enough employees to look after their children, and especially under the new guidelines covering play pods introduced at early learning centres under COVID-19 requirements. 26-year-old Nicole Sheehan is a single mother of one who works full-time as a supermarket assistant. So I met her on her lunch break today as she told me what happened when she dropped her daughter Lacey off at creche on Thursday morning last.
So I went in to drop her to her wobbler room, and the girls had just said that it was finishing up, that they hadn't enough staff to the kids.
Now, you're only 3 weeks back after lockdown.
When the pandemic started, well, really started, and the creche closed first, my parents had to mind her for the 6 weeks. So then it was kind of relief as well to get her back down. It kind of stress off them, stress off me. She could go to creche. So now I'm back at square one again. The parents are minding her again now for the next 4 to 6 weeks again.
How are you feeling about that?
I'm a bit, well, guilty, a bit stressful, I mean, because I don't have a home of my own. I'm living at home with my parents. So I suppose myself and Lacey are in the house 24-7, so they're minding Lacey now while I do my 8-hour shifts at home. So it is hard, like, you know, it is stressful. It's important to a lot of people, like, not just me. Do you know, there was a lot of parents upset down there that day as well that I had closed. So
mind all have parents as good as yours.
That's true as well, yeah. No, I'm very lucky now that I have the parents to mind her, but it would take a lot of stress off me. Especially interaction-wise with Lacey as well, you know, we're five adults in our home. Then there's Lacey, she's the only baby. So, you know, meeting her little friends, it was great for her to interact with small kids as well. So, yeah, I really hope now that people try help and the government try to get on and help support the creche and get it reopened as soon as they can.
That's Nicole Sheehan. Is the creche, the Kings Island Community Creche, in a particularly disadvantaged part of Limerick?
Yes, Philip. Kings Island Community Creche is located in the heart of St Mary's Park, which, according to research commissioned by Pubble, was identified as the most impoverished part of the country late last year. Their deprivation index, published in September and quoted widely in articles in today's Examiner and the Irish Independent today, found there were 77.25% of families there were led by single mums or dads. There's a 69% male unemployment rate. 40.4% of women are unemployed. And these are communities, the places I've been today, Philip, that we've been to many times before on Drive Time, often talking about social deprivation and the regeneration of council estates. So there's a real need for childcare and other social services in the area. And when the Kings Island creche reopened on June 29th, they initially could take back just 30 children. So they prioritised working parents like Nicole, who you heard there, as well as other families most at risk through poverty, domestic abuse or homelessness, some of which benefit from additional therapies and services there. Families like Melissa, she's a 27-year-old mother of three who's living in a family hub with two of her boys, aged 4 and 2. Her eldest child has been living with his grandmother since he went to school in another county to keep him in routine and to ease pressure on the family. Now, Melissa's been homeless for 6 years. She says she can't find rented accommodation to take her and her kids or her HAP payments, which have led to depression and even addiction to prescription medication some years ago. But she's thankfully coming through that. But losing the creche and the only support she says she has for the children has been a real blow to her. So when I met her and her two youngest boys for a walk close to the family hub they live in, 4-year-old Dale told me first about the creche he loves, especially for its outdoor play equipment.
Yeah, they do have a playground.
A playground?
And the playground is at the slide.
And you love the slide?
Yeah.
Do you have friends there?
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
It's a new playground that they got outside the creche, and the girls bring them out there every day. When it's not raining, like, and they love it.
How's life in the family hub for yourself and the boys?
Very difficult. That, I think that's what makes the creche so important for them. Getting them out, getting having routine and some bit of stability and all, you know, and getting out to see their friends, and because we're not allowed visitors in the hub, so they don't see anyone.
It's been getting play therapy. This is to help with the trauma of homelessness,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, because homelessness is affecting him so much. Because he packs his bags every day and he's constantly asking, when is the girl going to ring to give us a new house? And it is a great help for him to know. He loves Wednesdays when he gets to meet the play therapist.
And he always expects to be moving or maybe being moved on to another hotel room, is it? Or?
Yeah, I said to him the other day that he was going on holidays again from school, and now he thinks that because he's on holidays from school that he's going to get a holiday home. He's very confused over it. Very confused. I don't like dragging the kids to view properties with me. I'd rather do it in my own time, like, but I can't do that without the creche.
I know you've had your own struggles with depression and addiction, you mentioned, but do you still get help yourself, or do you get time to seek help and some counselling for that, maybe?
Well, without the creche, before COVID-19, I'd have appointments and all, and when the kids were in school, and I'd be able to attend them appointments, but now I can't attend appointments. Everything is done over the phone now.
Mommy.
Because I have the kids, and because their ages, they don't like to be stuck in one place listening to me talking.
They need your attention all the time, as they do now.
Yeah.
Mommy,
would you be able to find anywhere else? Has anyone else been able to help you that service?
No, I applied to all the creches in this area, and
Mommy,
they're all over your waiting list. The kids have been on the waiting list a year now, and I've heard nothing back. I was going to keep Dale in preschool next year because we are homeless, and I don't want to put him into primary school because I don't know where I'm going to be living. So I'd have to move him again. So I'm hoping they reopen as soon as possible.
Ripples of this just keep on spreading wider and wider, John. Is there any hope of the creche reopening?
Well, I met with management at the Northside Family Resource Centre in Ballinanty in Limerick, which took over the running of the King's Island creche in 2016, Philip, and they run a similar facility called Sunshine in Ballinanty. That's where I met their chief executive, Ciara Kane, today. Now, she says they are determined and so committed to trying to get these children in these deprived communities back into their services by September, but it all depends on whether they can recruit staff, and that's something they have been struggling with even before lockdown and before the new guidelines meant they'd need more childcare workers to look after children in separate pods. 3 weeks into their reopening in King's Island, they haven't been able to recruit the staff they need, even with the government's COVID-19 supports for childcare facilities, which they've applied for, like other creches. They also have had to face problems with workers on sick leave, six of them at the moment. And some of this, Ciara told me, is related to social problems in the area and the emotional toll of COVID-19.
Those communities who are living in deprived areas, those who are experiencing deprivation, those who are in substandard housing, who would be in on minimum wage, a lockdown would have affected them a lot more and a lot deeper than other families. And I suppose our staff fall into that category. Our staff are the lowest paid, working in very difficult conditions. And that has taken its toll. And we're seeing the impact now in King's Island on both the staff and the parents and the children, because we were very anxious to return everybody for their own well-being. But unfortunately, we just weren't able to keep it open.
You're hoping to recruit more staff for King's Island. You're keeping your facility open here at Sunshine in Ballinanty. Is it hard to get people to work in childcare generally?
Yep. There's a dearth of employees at the moment. Recruitment is really difficult. Trying to get the numbers in and retaining staff in the sector is really challenging. That comes back to the very low pay, but yet the high regulatory standards that are placed on us. So we are now trying to recruit staff. We need staff who are qualified to a level 6, 7, 8, and yet they're on the lowest pay. It's unsustainable, and we cannot recruit staff in and retain them. Often in areas like King's Island and Ballinanty, some of our children would present with very complex needs, and we would argue that not only do we need our early years professionals and they are essential to the running of the childcare service, but we also need additional support. So, like, what we would like to see is the embedding of speech and language, play therapy and so on into these services, so we can actually give these children the start that they need to help them make that bridge into primary school and further.
Ciara Kane talking to John Cook in the Northside Family Resource Centre in Ballinanty.